125th, Brooklyn, Atlanta, Orlando, Indianapolis, Houston, and now.
Yeah.
Black Ink Radio.
What's going on,
What's up, y'all?
How y'all doing?
Everybody good. It's Friday.
It's Friday. People probably for the streets.
It's Friday.
It's like 80 something degrees.
It's beautiful outside.
They for the streets.
The streets.
Look here.
It ain't as hot as it was in Miami last week because it was hot as hell in Miami.
Oh, let me tell y'all, we had a blast at Sweet Heat Miami. Shout out to Boss Brayden DJ X. So yeah, we was down there last week.
It was my birthday, you know.
She turned 54. Damn. 54.
Hey. Oh,
yeah.
I turned 42.
Well, hey, you still look good.
Yeah, I got me a cougar. this young tenderoni got a cougar as a wife.
Anyway, but it was nice down there. It was really nice. It was hot and expensive.
Man, let me tell y'all, we spent too much money down there. I don't even want to talk about it. Okay, we just had a good time. Leave it there. What up, Rich?
What's going on?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm over here sipping. You know what I'm saying?
What you sipping on?
What's this thing called? What's this called? This guidance over here?
Oh my goodness!
What's that? Tennessee whiskey.
Hey, we finna
American craftsmanship. Yeah.
We finna get it going.
Yeah.
So
let me see that.
So, y'all, let me introduce. This is a very, very, very special podcast, y'all. I got my partner. We go back like four flats.
You hear me?
Pimping and playing back in the day. Pimping and playing back in the day. I learned the pimp game right here.
Period.
From this OG right here. I learned the pimp game.
Period.
Oh, so you taught her how to be a pimp.
I wasn't always wholesome.
I didn't do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you scoot this way a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
So, y'all, I know her as Pimp because that's what she go by. That's what everybody call her. But her artist name is Lord Goldie. So, everybody welcome my dog, Lord Goldie.
Oh, man. It was a good trip. I needed it.
Yeah.
Y'all, she came all the way down from the Ville, y'all.
Tell them where you from, baby, because you don't never represent your... Get her, Pimp. She don't never represent her city.
Where you from?
Look.
Where you from?
Nashville.
Wow. Why'd it take you so long to say that?
You see how she do?
Nashville. I mean, you
why
know.
Why you do us like...
I'd be happy to represent my city.
Why can't we get better?
Okay. Come in, it's all right.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
They ain't Atlanta. We know that. They call it the white Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not the white Atlanta.
Yeah.
Home is home, though. I love Nashville. That was my second home for so long.
Man, I thought you was from Nashville.
No, I'm from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
From the 313.
Yeah.
I'm from the D.
Okay. Yeah, we was there for a minute. We go way back. So
oh, yeah.
That's why I probably thought you was from there. But yeah, okay. You from Detroit.
Yeah, for sure. But it's such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for traveling down here just to be on the Mona Clay podcast. We definitely appreciate it. Very grateful to have you here.
Yeah, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
No problem. All right, baby. What are we talking about today, y'all?
Oh, y'all. So we gonna talk about relationship needs today.
Relationship needs.
That is scary.
What'd you say, Rich?
Scary.
Scary. No, we gonna get into it because everybody have different relationship needs.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and it's important to understand the need of your partner.
When you're
in a relationship.
And people don't understand either that your needs kind of builds the foundation of your relationship.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It builds the foundation of your relationship. And, you know, no matter what it is, whether it's safety, security, fun, anything that you feel like you need to make you whole or feel some type of way in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? So
Pimp, are you an eligible bachelor? I ask everybody this. Or are you happily taken?
Indeed.
You definitely a bachelor. Okay. Okay. I knew you would be a bachelor because your nickname is Pimp. You know what I mean?
I mean, it fits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, as you're dating, you know what I mean? And you from city to city, state to state, country to country, and you're dating and you're meeting different women, what are some of the needs that you have currently or that you want when you finally start dating and you want that relationship with somebody?
Oh, that's a key lot.
First and foremost, I got it. She got to know what she
Right, right, yeah.
Obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Talking to the mic.
I ain't gonna be here to help guide you there. Yeah. You feel me? But yeah, she gotta know what she want. She definitely gotta be just open to try stuff. You feel me? She definitely gotta be confident in herself. You know what I mean? Shit, that's a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
You got a lot of needs.
You need it. Let me find out you need it.
I'm not needy. I bet you. Like, I'm so easy to please. You feel me?
Yeah.
But,
like, but it be the simple shit that people can't get.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the not so simple shit, too. Like, you got to be on a healing journey. Because I'm on a healing journey. You feel
yeah,
me?
That's
so,
deep.
You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a lot of shit that we deal with. And we don't deal with, and we just stuff it all down, and then the situation just really rocky because you're not dealing with what the fuck you're really supposed to be dealing with.
Yeah, that internal stuff.
Yeah. So I'm on a healing journey. I'm on a spiritual journey, and if you fuck that up, then
you can't be around me. Nah, like I can't have you in my space till you get your energy right.
Yeah, get your energy. Yes.
I feel that.
Do you expect so when you're on this healing journey and things? Do you expect for the person that you're dating to be on that same journey with you? Or they just need to respect the fact that you're on this journey.
I mean, they can respect it. Okay. Definitely respect it. I don't expect you to, you know what I'm saying, jump on it because I jump on it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I definitely hope you're open-minded about it. And, you know what I'm saying, if you see something in me that sparks something in you to go down that route, then cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's just certain shit I'm going to deal with and it's certain shit I ain't.
When you just said that, like, I kind of feel different a little bit because I feel like if I'm on a positive energy journey and you're my companion, I don't want to be positively hearing and then I turn around and here you come with this negative energy yelling, going in, and I'm just like, oh my God, my spirit, my energy is like just going down.
Oh, she talking about me, y'all.
Because Rich, you wrong. Don't you hit it, Rich. Don't you.
Take the rest of my shot.
Look,
right.
Why she got? It's the tequila talking, y'all.
Along. I only had a sip. It ain't hit yet. I'm just saying because sometimes. You know, I you don't never know when I might feel away.
You don't ever know.
Or pop off. You know, it just depends on how I wake up that morning. It's not on purpose. You know, and I'm not trying to fuck up your healing process or your positivity that you got going on that day. That's the reason why sometimes I just separate myself. Spend that little time by myself to get myself together.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell my woman, like, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. Whatever you going through, go through that shit.
Yeah.
But don't.
Yeah. Don't linger. Don't linger on it.
Like, take it out on me.
Like, go get your energy together and then come back and regroup.
Yeah, because your shit can get on me.
Right. I'm trying to stay positive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So what's your needs, baby? What do you feel like you need?
You? No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. So
that was sweet, baby. You're late, Rich. You're late.
Hey, she did it too fast for me. It was too fast.
So my knees is let me think. My knees is just, you know, I don't ask for much. I like positive energy, loyalty, and somebody I can communicate with and just have fun with. Like I fulfill my own happiness. So basically, you're just adding to that. You know, you're contributing to that. Okay. So that's all I ask for.
Well, that's simple.
And I need some loving. You know what I mean? Some consistent. You know what I mean?
But are you providing that consistent loving?
When I ain't sleepy, I try to.
That's a question, though, because if that is somebody's need, so say your need is that you need that consistent loving and things like, are you providing that? Can you ask for something that you're not giving?
Yes.
Can your need be something that you're not giving?
Yeah, it can be.
Now that's
y'all, music that's, taught y'all. Music taught y'all in his song. Teach me how to love. Hey. Show me the way. Hey. Yeah, he taught you.
Okay.
He said, teach me.
But the thing is, are you teachable?
All right.
Players mess up. Look.
Players fuck up.
Players mess up.
No, because I'm kind of confused because. Yeah, he didn't teach you. I don't think that was saying that you can need something but not give it.
Who side you on, Rich? Goddamn.
That's a problem that I can know. I definitely see. One of the issues that I have is when someone sets boundaries and rules, but then they don't feel like because I'm the type of person, if you set boundaries for me, I feel like you should live by those.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. if you can't live by it, then if that's not my norm, then for me it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So don't make me do something that you won't do. But then you have people that'll say, well, you just doing that to me or want me to do that because I'm doing it to you. And I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
You feel me? Don't have wants and needs that you can't live by. Like, how you going to be telling me, you know, I can't, or don't wear your sneakers in the house, but then you walk around the house with your sneakers on?
I agree.
What kind of shit is that?
I agree. Oh.
Well, don't tell me coming in and take my socks off of you and your flow dirty.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Right.
That's facts.
I was just going to ask, though, like, but are you teachable? Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
If you come into a situation like that, are you willing to learn it? You feel me? Or you going to be kind of, you know, hard-headed about it?
Yeah.
Stuck in your stubborn ass ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people ask for stuff and then they're not giving it, but yet they want you to show them and teach them, but yet they're not, like you said, they're not always teachable. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like beating a dead horse, like constantly wanting this from them and you're not getting it.
Right.
So what do you do in that point?
Go get somebody else.
Damn. That's simple.
Pimp say, I keep it moving. So do y'all feel like it's do y'all feel like it's okay to have needs?
Yeah.
No, it's healthy.
It's healthy. Yeah. As long as they're healthy.
You gotta have needs. You're gonna have wants, you're gonna have needs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But getting your needs out the way, like officially, yeah. But as you go, you know what I'm saying? The wants is like extra.
Because a lot of times people say this, and it might be a little cliche, people do say, I don't need you, but I want you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I ask, is it okay to have needs? Or are you like, I just want this. I just want you to do this. Well, but I don't need
you. I kind of feel like a need is different from needing someone.
Yeah.
A need is what I need out of in this relationship.
Yeah.
Now, I don't need you, but I need you to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't need you per se. And I feel like it's unhealthy to feel like you need somebody.
It is.
And for somebody even feel like that, that you should need them.
Yeah.
Because some people don't feel secure when they feel like you don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's very unhealthy and it's also toxic.
Yeah, because I don't want you to need me.
Right.
No.
I told my wife in the beginning when we first...
nobody either.
Yeah, I told my wife in the beginning when we first got together, I said, look, we finna glow up together. I said, because if I ever decide to leave or if something ever happened to me, mm-hmm. I need to know you gonna be okay and you can hold it down for yourself and you get your own bag. Right. You know what I mean?
Period.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Come on, period.
I feel the same way.
I don't per se... Like you said, it's not about needing somebody. It's about the needs that you need in order for you to feel how you need to feel in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To make you know so that you're receiving and you're getting everything that you need in your relationship.
But why do I need you to make me feel that way? That could be a lot of people's argument. Why do I need you to make me feel that way? What do I need to do within myself to where I have that for myself without needing somebody else to give that
to me? Because it's all about what you need from a companion. As long as you're giving yourself what you need mm-hmm. for yourself,
mm-hmm.
everybody needs something from somebody. Mm-hmm. And certainly when it comes to a relationship, like I said in the beginning, it builds the foundation of your relationship. Mm-hmm. If your partner is not giving you what you need, mm-hmm. then why are you there? Why are you
there? It ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
You have to, even if it's one thing that your partner really needs, that's the most important thing of all things.
Mm-hmm. You need to do that.
You need to do that.
Some people don't think like that. They just codependent and want somebody there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, Rich, what's some of your needs that you have in a relationship? From a man's perspective.
I need respect. Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed that in relationships, you know, that I know of, you know, I can only speak from my perspective, from what I've seen and what I've been through. You know, men are bent on respect. Women are bent on being loved. You know what I'm
affection,
saying?
Love,
yeah. Affection and stuff, right? So for me, it's more so respect. I need my respect and I need space.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I need personal time. Because if I'll feel smothered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mind a clingy person, but I have to have time to handle certain things while I'm at home. Because that's become my my me time, my me space. Like
right.
I can't think outside. I'm dealing with way too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Way too many energies, way too many personalities, way too many people. I don't, there's no personal space for me. Yeah. Even in the car, the phone's ringing. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. I'm driving.
I've been in too many accidents to zone out while I'm driving. So I kind of, you know, I need to be able to focus when I'm in the house sometimes, you know, alone. Now, you could be there. Just don't bother me.
I feel the same way, Rich.
Yeah.
That's one of my needs, too, is to just be able to have my quiet time, my me time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because before my wife came in the picture, I was a single mother for a long time. It's just been me and my kids, you know. And I never really just had that me time, you know. So when I have the opportunity to get that, I might not even want to do shit. Sometimes I want to just sit there and
like
just look at the TV and just chill by myself. And that's peace to me, you know.
Yes.
Certainly when I'm not in a good headspace for the day, you know,
that's
just let me have that moment. But for the most part, I love being around my wife. I like being around her. We don't have to be around each other and say shit to each other. But the fact that she's there, you know, is comforting to me.
Yeah.
So, but that's one of my needs, if you didn't know.
I know that. And I love when you have I love when you have your me time. That means you ain't asking me to do nothing. I could just sit and watch whatever I want to watch to my lonesome.
Do you?
So I like when you have your me time.
Look, y'all, she be thinking that I be so excited and happy when she leave and go out of town because I can have the room by myself and the TV by myself. Because we fight over what we watch. And she be like, do I really have to sit and watch this shit? Because she don't watch what I watch.
Right. Oh, man.
What you watch?
Zombies.
Oh, I like that shit.
Third world type stuff.
She want to see people killing each other. Turning into
my feet are killing me, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, she be watching people pop big knots and stuff. I can't watch that.
Hell no.
Like, turn it off.
You go, yo, she
sorry.
Sorry. First of all, this educational.
Ain't nothing educational about popping feet pimples.
Happen, you get a bump.
You know, she knows what to do.
So
if she can't cook a roast, she gonna pop a bump.
She would, So how far into the relationship do y'all feel like y'all should be communicating your needs? Should have been like
from the
first week of date. Okay, put a time frame.
Day one.
Day one.
On the first date?
On the first date.
Yes, it needs to be said.
That's moving too fast
to
me.
No, it's not.
Not to me.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something.
What did you get from the jump?
Let me feel your energy first on the first date.
No, but that is the energy.
No,
not
yet.
That is the energy.
Not yet.
No.
Yo, listen. Let me tell you something. See, for me, right, the best first date to me is when you're chilling and you doing whatever you're doing, but you talking. I might say, you know, I like this type of stuff. I like that type of stuff. Because you want to know if you're even compatible with this person. We might have a bomb-ass first date, and on the second date, you're like, well, look, so I like to pick my nose, and I like to fart in the bedroom, and damn, I already fell in love with you on the first date.
Man,
no,
look.
Tell me about your nose picking problems at first, please.
You would scare me
if
you come in with
excuse it.
You say what, pimp?
If she find out, excuse it.
Yeah, excuse
I'm picking a girl out of that though.
But see, I think it's like it's casual conversation though.
Right. You got at least day two. Give me day two. First day, let me feel your energy, see how we vibe.
Right.
Then day two. The second day, I'm cool with going down that level. But if you come at me on the first day with that, you're going to scare me away.
Well, it kind of depends. But why would that scare you away?
I'm going to be like, this lady.
What are we
I'm going to be like, this lady is needy. She already telling me what it is that she needs.
I didn't scare you
No. But that's not that. All right, look. All right, let's do a mock it. Let's think. It's a mock date, right? So we chilling.
Right.
We done went to the movies. We was quiet for 2 hours. Now we walk in. We chilling. We about to go get something to eat. We chilling. We eating. And it's just like, you know. We just talking, and I was like, you know, in past relationships, you know, things have happened, and I just kind of realized that I like personal space. That's not scaring somebody.
So I don't even want to talk about past relationships. I want to talk about, like, what you like to do, you know what I'm saying, where you from.
But that's also needs. I like to go to the park. I need time at the park sometimes.
No.
I like to watch TV. I need time at the TV.
That need word is scares me.
Oh, okay.
That okay, need. But you have needs.
But I know, but we're going to gradually move into
but
that.
But you might not have to use the word need. You
right.
can just say the things that you like, and that can tell
position
you what they
it.
Need. Yeah.
Yeah, position it differently. Yeah.
I think because we're talking about needs, I'm using the word.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
I might just be like, yo, I really like to watch movies. And, you know, sometimes
right.
I really like to sit and think, or I really like to go out and do this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say need. You know what I'm saying?
Because if you come in, that's like.
What it is that you like without
that's
you know,
it, yeah.
Because that's like me and my ex. We had trust issues, so I need for you to be able to check in with me
shit.
And tell
no,
me
no,
where
no.
you at.
Oh,
like
that
type of stuff
that
right there. Yeah.
Yeah. at least get to the third.
Do they do right. that?
But I think it'll naturally, like they've been saying, it'll naturally come out in conversation right. as we go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely, you definitely want to know what they need and what to do and what not to do
right.
to kind of like keep them on your team. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to naturally flow over some time with us, honestly. Over
yeah.
the first
yeah.
date, second date, third date.
Right. That's you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like those conversations in the beginning are fun when you just talking about stuff like, yeah, you know, I like to do this. I like, oh, you like that too? Oh my God, I like that. Oh, what you do? How do you do? You know, it's just,
yeah.
it's not going to be so forced, yeah, yeah, but it's yeah. going to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
I love getting to know somebody. I'd rather get to know you. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know, you know, what you like. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
But you know what? Something that's crazy. Like, I haven't even like really been dating. The girls I've been talking to, like, we've been cool. We've been fucking before we dated. And like, and then
look at Rich.
Look, and when I say something about a date,
I bow to the.
You know what I mean? I don't have one or two. Say like, we gotta be serious if we're gonna date. But we already fucking, what you
talking about?
We done missed the serious part. Look,
yeah.
All right, got your cookie jar.
We skipped dating. We together now.
Right.
Well, I won't say we together.
Well, well, you've been together.
Yeah,
might
yeah.
might as well be together.
Swap some juices.
Oh, my God. Mommy!
But, now y'all see why I call her pimp.
Pimp juice.
But I'm just saying.
And she got the pimp juice.
I don't know, from a woman's perspective, can you tell me why y'all do that?
Oh, shit.
Well, we do what?
Get a cookie jar away and then want to be like, oh, we need to put something
because
to this.
Well, for one.
Get a cookie jar away look, and say, oh, I'm going to put this cookie jar for a second. I want to talk to you.
So we got other women in the studio. Y'all can't see them, but they like, I see it.
Right, right, right.
Well, I think it's a natural thing for everybody that when you meet somebody, you see physical first anyway.
Yeah.
So if there's a physical attraction there and you're sexually attracted to that person, you don't got nothing else, you might give up the cookie jar because the physical attraction is there. Now, if the sex is good, then that might be okay, this might can go somewhere. The sex is good. This is what I'm gonna always get. Okay, now let's talk about it. You know
now, what? But what happens now if the sex is bad?
Then we not talking
about
shit.
That's your ass.
Goodbye,
Sam.
Damn. So you ain't got no needs after that?
No,
I don't need nothing.
That.
I'm going to need you to leave.
Right.
But
you too old to be fucking like that.
Right. You went too old to be fucking like that.
So
my question is this, though, right? Mm-hmm. So don't you think that that's a big problem that we don't date anymore? Because there's no
yes.
dating.
It is. It's a big problem. And I also feel like it's a problem that people do not talk in the beginning. Because if you talk and have conversations and you know who it is that you're dealing with from the jump, you might save yourself some heartache and some
right.
hardship.
That's because they gotta put this down and they gotta learn how to have conversations again versus through text message.
Yeah.
You know what
I think if people text each other more in dates, like when they first meet, then you might get more information.
That's
how people talk. I think if we together and then because when we talking, if you meet somebody tonight, right? Say you go to the club, can't talk in the club, really music bumping, y'all vibing. Ooh, this is dope. We chilling. You know what I'm saying? Can't talk in the movies. When you eating, you don't really want to talk. You're looking at each other. You're getting a vibe. It's too much vibing going on. Next thing you know, you at the crib and what's there to talk about? You feel what I'm saying? Or in the car or in the bathroom. Some people are freaky. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Pimp.
PDA.
There you go. I'm just saying that the communication is gone.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's too much physical attraction. Oh, you look good. You this, you that. You know what I'm saying? So now you're talking about, y'all talking sexual early.
Yeah.
You ain't getting to know the person at all. You don't know this person.
That's true.
And then that helps you learn, too, if that person is a good communicator from the jump. Because if they don't know how to start a conversation and they can't talk about certain
right.
things
right.
with you from the jump, or if you asking them questions and they can't even answer them, that's a red flag anyway. Like,
period.
So I ain't even gonna lie, y'all. I slick hit my wife with the 90-day rule. Like, you ain't, when we first met, she'll tell you. I did not, did I? She
don't look happy about
which
that.
90-day
she's like
the one where you ain't giving up the cookie jar, you ain't getting no, you know, nothing for 90 days. Yeah,
you know,
I'm married. I might need to practice
that.
She had to
pull my card though and tell me I was. She had to literally just. She dressed up in some lingerie. She came to see me. We was dating long distance.
Got him.
She dressed up in some lingerie and heels, danced for me, and then tried to pull my card and told me I was running from it. And I had to just, you know, I had to break the rule after that.
Yeah.
Do you think you were running from it?
Oh,
you were running. You were
I probably was.
She was.
It had been
she
a while.
This is what I'm gonna say though about waiting, right?
Right.
See, the reason why I asked the question earlier is because when you do just have sex off jump, right?
Yep.
A lot of the times, you know, it will be good because people know how to fuck. But a lot of the times, no, I'm going a little different. I get what you're saying. You're right. But a lot of the times, you know, it's like if you make a person wait, mm-hmm. by the time y'all do have sex, it's a lot of things built up that can make it much better than it would have been in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's a whole nother thing happening.
That's
now.
A good point.
It was. And
there's some people that might not know how to fuck random people. You feel me? Like, I can't do that.
I can't either.
No. I can't just meet you and then you think it's going to be good unless there's a real good fucking vibe. It has to be astronomical.
Yeah. I can't do it.
You feel me?
Because I'm passionate. I am too.
I like to do everything and I can't do everything to somebody I just met.
And that's what made it 10 times better when we finally did have sex, because we waited that long. By that time, emotions was involved and feelings and all of that, and it was, you know,
it was passionate.
And I'm gonna tell you, she made me do some things.
Bitch ain't never did.
We had sex, like, for real.
That's when they make love to your mind. Close your ears,
absolutely,
kid. Close
and that's
ears.
What she had her did.
Mm-hmm. She made love to your mind.
Embarrassed.
That's
why are you embarrassed, baby?
It's okay, because I'm nice and wholesome, baby.
Lies.
Nice and wholesome. And nice and
You know what? Never mind.
Don't you start, pimp.
Exactly.
Don't you start, pimp.
Exactly.
I ain't going to say nothing else. I ain't going to say nothing else.
That is funny.
All right. Needs are important.
Yeah, they are.
Needs
yeah.
are important. I think everybody needs.
So just like everybody said, y'all, it's important to
communicate
your needs in the beginning. That's the feedback that everybody giving on the podcast panel tonight, is ensure that at some point during your dating period that you make it a point to communicate your needs, because that'll tell you if you want to move forward or not with really getting to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, we got an international artist in the house tonight, y'all.
Lord.
Let's go. My dog is doing the dang on thing. My dog going from city to city performing, y'all. Make sure y'all show us some love. We gonna go ahead and Rich Mo gonna drop her latest video. It's called Sunday Fun Day. Lord Goldie, let's
Sunday,
go.
Sunday.
You want to introduce Sunday, this?
I can. You know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all? I go by the name of Lord Goldie. You can follow me everywhere, Lord Goldie 615. Sunday Fun Day is just something we do in the Ville every fucking Sunday. Brunch, mimosas, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? It feature artists I manage by the name of Vibe, their R&B duo. My homeboy Foundation, Mecca on that joint. Definitely something we did with Guidance Whiskey. So follow Guidance Whiskey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So here it is, Sunday Fun Day.
First thing, let's hit a brunch spot. This week been a hard one, it got me in a tough spot. I just wanna have fun till the sun drops. We gon' bar hop, can't be kicking it at one spot. Might invade a pillow tavern with my strangers. Holler at a couple girls and a wrangler. From Willie B's to Whiskey Row with my Rangers. Bumped it to my ass, looking like I overcame her. Shot at the shot.
Sunday fun day and we just like to drink a lot.
slide, here we go. Nobody can't tell me how I live my life. Gonna do my best till I get it right. Can't complain, sunny day with a full time. Outlaw, don't care about what you think. Been a wild child since I was a young buck. On the rise, now I'm creeping on the come up. Windows down, music blasting, floating in my drop top. Not around for the pretty girls at the bar in their crop top. Live it up, non-stop, while the cops watch till the clock stop. Live it up, non-stop, Sunday, fun day till the clock stop.
Top down in the city on a Sunday. Feeling good, ripping wood till it's Monday. Driving down the wrong way on a one way. Feels like today's gonna be a fun day.
Hey, that was my dog, Lord Goldie, yep. Straight from the 615 Nashville, Tennessee. Stand up, my second home. Let's go.
Yeah, that was dope.
I love that. Sunday fun day, that's a whole Nashville vibe.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah. And it do be cracking on Sundays. Hell. Sundays are chill, especially downtown.
Yeah. Travel up here this weekend. We finna get off this weekend.
Hey. Yeah. We might have to take a look into that, baby. Yeah. See what we got going on. Come on.
Grab them down to the bill.
Top down.
So, down to the bill. Your exit coming out now.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. That was dope.
Did I say something?
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I like that.
Appreciate it.
So, Pimp, tell everybody how you got your start in the entertainment business. What made you want to decide to be an artist?
Man, I've been writing since I was like 9. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I started with poetry, and then I wrote my first rap. You know what I'm saying? I think it was like to a Lil' Kim beat or something like that. You know, so I just kept on writing until like high school. I got with a group. You know what I'm saying? We started doing shows over the city. And then we broke up. And then when I got out of high school, you know what I'm saying? I went to SAE, which is School of Audio Engineering. But I was really like, just really focused in the streets. And then when I got locked up, I started writing again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always never like stopped writing, but I started writing a lot more.
Right.
That I was in there. And then when I came home, shit, I just started recording. And then I put my first video out 2013. My first project out in 2014, it just kind of didn't look back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just try to figure shit out. And then like 2018, I got with my band Mooja, and we was able to go and perform in venues rappers couldn't even go perform in at first.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cause
that's
it's Nashville.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You feel me? So, you know, and just kept going from there, you know what I'm saying? It's been some beautiful things happening, you know what I mean? Especially with Sunday Funday, so. We going up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I see why, because that's a dope
track. Yeah, that's a dope track, man.
Shout out to Nikes, man. Nikes produced that joint, Nashville, born and raised.
Okay.
So tell us where your drive come from. Like, what inspires you to continue to write music?
Man, just life.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Every day I get up learning from my life and everybody around me and just certain situations. Anything will get me inspired. You know what I'm saying? I can be watching Ratchet Ass Jocelyn and get inspired off some shit I seen on her show. You
know? I know that'll make her feel real special.
Yeah.
She done inspired somebody.
Right. Do it like it should be day.
You know, Stevie. You know, Stevie. I inspire people. Look, Stevie, I'm doing something.
I beat your ass.
Hey, we love us some Jocelyn, though. We love us some Puerto Rican princess. Hey.
Right.
So tell, I know you all over right now. You going from city to city, doing your thing. So tell the people what you got going on. Let them know where they can find you at. Okay. Your Instagram handle, your Facebook handle, whatever you want to share with them.
Got Gotcha, gotcha. Well, y'all can find me everywhere at Lord Goldie 615. You can listen to my music on all streaming services under Lord Goldie. Right now, we just got a bunch of gigs booked up. Booked up in Nashville right now.
It's the whiskey. Pimps fucked up.
Trying to work on a tour with Guidance Whiskey. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a few things.
Shout out to Guidance Whiskey, y'all.
Yeah, hey,
show them some
this
love.
Whiskey is the truth. It's so smooth and it go down so. And I don't even drink, but I like this.
You say, I don't even smoke.
Drink.
I've been delivered.
Delivered sometimes with the pen. I'm gonna need some of this for pride though.
We'll have to talk about that. Yeah, that'll be a good look.
He definitely like to sponsor stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just let me know.
For sure.
Are you gonna sponsor my liquor habit?
Sure.
Okay. Rich.
Anytime. That's it.
That's all I want.
Anytime.
You already started. Started.
Yeah. And why stop? Yeah.
Right. See, I like your attitude, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Pimp came bearing gifts. That's what we're talking about.
I love when they
Pimp came pimping. That's how. That's
right.
Pimp
right. Right. Yeah. Probably gonna leave Atlanta with about three or four of them.
Matter of fact, if you go next door, you might leave with four or five of them.
What's next door?
You gonna find out. You gonna learn today.
Don't listen to us, pimp. Especially don't listen to this.
Please don't listen to me.
Especially don't listen to this.
I'm saying some good stuff.
It's great stuff. Yeah. I is a very bad influence.
Amazing thing. I mean, ain't no bad influence in the pimp. Right.
See, there you go.
Stupid does.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like to do stupid shit. You hear me?
It's my boy Lawrence right there.
What's going on? All right, y'all. So that is our time. We want to thank our very, very special guest again, my dog, Pimp, a.k.a. Lord Goldie, for coming through the Mold and Clay podcast, y'all.
Thanks for having me.
Thank y'all for tapping in. Y'all can catch us every other Friday on no other than Black Ink Radio at 8 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, Standard Time. I'm on Nashville time. Look, I'm on Nashville time.
Yeah, you just took a trip.
Yeah,
I did.
That means something.
Right.
That means something.
But y'all already know my motto, keep God first in everything that you do, and he will elevate your path like no other.
Amen.
We'll holler at y'all next time. Peace out.
Bye. You are now tuned in to Black Ink.